and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now is the accepted time. Behold, now is the day of salvation. Today, I want to bring you a message entitled, Now is the Perfect Time. Now is the perfect time. Father, help and teach us today. Father, we'll thank you and praise you for it. Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would work and stir in hearts today. And Father, I pray that your Holy Spirit would draw and move and Father, work as only He can. And Father, whatever needs are present today, Father, I pray that they would be dealt with. I pray that your Holy Spirit would deal with them thoroughly. And I pray that we would respond. Father, help us. Father, we want to commit these next few moments to you. We want to ask that you will bless them in a special way. And Father, we'll praise you and thank you even right now. We'll give you honor and glory for what you're going to do in these next few moments. We pray this in Christ's name. Amen. Thank you for standing. You may be seated. A few weeks ago, we preached a message entitled, When Now is Too Late. When Now is Too Late. In Luke chapter number 16, the Bible tells us that the rich man in hell lifted up his eyes. And the Bible says in hell, now he was ready for a few things. In Luke 16, we find that now, after he's already gone from this life, he has taken his last breath here, he has stepped over into eternity, into the place we call hell, the place we know hell, or as hell in the Bible. And there, the Bible says in verse number 23 of Luke 16, and in hell, he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off and Lazarus in his bosom. And he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue, for I am tormented in this flame. But Abraham said, Son, remember that thou in thy lifetime receivest thy good things and likewise Lazarus evil things. But now he is comforted. Why? Because he had dealt with the Lord Jesus Christ before death, and the rich man had not. The rich man wasn't in hell because he was rich. The rich man was in hell because he rejected Jesus Christ. And the Bible says, but now he is comforted, and thou art tormented. When now is too late. For the rich man, it was too late. Now he believed in praying for help, we said, but it was too late. But now he believed in preaching on hell. But it was too late. Now he believed in preparing for heaven. But it was too late. And I want to submit to you this morning that now is the perfect time. Now is the perfect time. I want you to notice something there in 2 Corinthians chapter number 6, verse number 2. Many times we use this phrase, and I use it myself. We say this phrase, today is the day of salvation. Okay, that's not right. That's not what the verse says. The verse says now. Because you have no idea, and I have no idea what a day holds. We're not promised a complete day. So the Bible doesn't say here in 2 Corinthians chapter 6, verse number 2, that today is the day of salvation. That's not what it says. It says now is the time of salvation. Now is the time for you to be saved. Right at this moment, now, presently, at the very moment, now is the time. And I want to show us this morning briefly, if I could, four different areas in which now is the perfect time. Would you take your Bibles and go with me to the Old Testament, to the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. If you have a bulletin, you have the outline on the back. You can follow along there. Ecclesiastes chapter number 12. Now is the perfect time. We know what now means. It means at the present time. It means at this very moment. It means presently. Now is the perfect time. Don't wait like the rich man until it's too late. When now is too late, now is the perfect time. What is it the perfect time for? Number one this morning, I want us to see this. Now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Right now, this very moment, today is the perfect time to remember the Creator. The Bible says in Ecclesiastes chapter number 12 and verse number 1, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, While the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened. We know what those metaphors are all about. We know the grinders are speaking of the teeth, and we know that the windows being spoken of, or excuse me, verse number 3, those that look out the windows are talking about the eyes. And look, I did not have to wear these about 5 years ago. I have to wear them now if I'm going to read. Now, to see far off, I can see perfectly, but to be able to read, I have to wear these. Why? Because of time. Because of time. And in Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse number 1, the Bible says, remember now. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now, this isn't just a passage for young people this morning, although it is referenced or referring to young people. He's trying to get young people to remember and to be reminded and to take it into their lives and to get it into their head and into their hearts that, look, this life isn't forever. Your youth and your vitality doesn't last forever. When you're young, you think, man, I'm going to live forever and I'm going to be this strong forever and I'm going to be able to have everything that I have right now forever. And that's not true. And the Bible says there, he says, here is a man. Here is Solomon, the preacher, the Bible says in the book of Ecclesiastes. Ecclesiastes probably written toward the end, toward the sunset of Solomon's life. He's penned 3 books. He's penned Proverbs. He's penned Song of Solomon and Ecclesiastes. Song of Solomon probably when he was a young man. Proverbs probably when he was a middle-aged man. And then Ecclesiastes when he's an older man. And in the book of Ecclesiastes, Solomon talks about everything being vanity. And he talks about it being vanity not because everything is vanity, but because everything done without God is vanity. Everything, a life lived without God is vanity. And Solomon begins the last chapter. He begins the last point of his message, the last point of his sermon. And he says, remember now. Now is the time, right at this moment, every second of the day, every moment of the day. It doesn't matter what age you are. It doesn't matter if you're a teenager. It doesn't matter if you're 50 years old or 70 years old. Remember now thy Creator. Remember now what He has for you to do. Remember now the commission that He's given us. Remember now the calling upon our lives. Remember now. It's a perfect time. Now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Verse number 4, the Bible says, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. And when, excuse me, also when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fear shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern, then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanity, saith the preacher, all is vanity. Drop down to verse 13 if you would. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep His commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Number one this morning, now. Now, right at this moment is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Every second of the day, every moment of the day, now. Now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Remember, as we said, remember what He's called us to. Remember what He's commissioned us to. Remember the calling upon our lives that, as we've been studying in 1 Peter, that we're to be as obedient children, we're to be as strangers, we're to be as lively stones, we're to be all of that. Now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Hey, young people, listen, 20 years from now is not the time to remember the Creator. When you get 50 years old and you look back, that's not the time. Now. Now is the time to remember the Creator. I don't want you to raise your hands this morning, but how many of you who are 50 and older, and please don't raise your hands, but how many of you, when you hit 50, or really whenever, but when you hit 50, you look back and say, boy, I wish I'd have done a few things different. Well, I wish I would have done that differently. And by the way, maybe it wasn't even something that was sinful, but boy, I wish I had done that differently. I wish I had acted a little bit differently in that area of my life. I wish I had done things a little bit differently there. Now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Let me give you number two. Take your Bibles and go to Psalm 118, if you would. Psalm 118. Now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Psalm 118, let me give you number two this morning. Now is the perfect time to rejoice in His character. If we're going to remember the Creator, we're going to remember the God of heaven, we're going to remember our God, our King, the King of kings, the Lord of lords. If we're going to remember the Creator, then what ought we remember about Him? Number two, now is the perfect time to rejoice in His character. Look at Psalm 118, verse number one. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good, because His mercy endureth forever." Hey, not tomorrow, not in November when we have the praise service. That's not necessarily the time to remember or to rejoice in His character. The time to rejoice in His character is right now. The time to praise His goodness is right now. We mentioned this Wednesday night in Psalm 119, verse number 164. The Bible says, "Seven times a day do I praise Thee because of Thy righteous judgment." You know, this was the psalmist. This was a man who was remembering or rejoicing in the character of God constantly. Now is the time. Now is the perfect time to rejoice in His character. The Bible says, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for He is good." Is He good? Oh my goodness, yes! All of us could talk about the goodness of God this morning. He's good. We make the mistake sometime when good things come into our lives. We'll say, "Boy, but God is good. God's blessed." He's good all the time. He's good when the perceived bad things come into our lives. He's still good. His character never changes. And so tomorrow, if things aren't as good as I think they ought to be, He's still good. He's always good. He'll never leave us. He'll never forsake us. He's always good. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. He's always the same. Verse 2, "Let Israel now say." When should they say? Now. "Let Israel now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let the house of Aaron now say that His mercy endureth forever. Let them now that fear the Lord." We saw that Wednesday night in a different psalm, in Psalm 115. Let them now that fear the Lord say that His mercy endureth forever. "I called upon the Lord in distress. The Lord answered me and set me in a large place." Aren't you thankful for that truth this morning? Boy, when we're teetering and tottering in our faith, and boy, when our steps seem kind of like, "Oh, I don't know which way to go," and we feel like we're stumbling, the Bible says we call upon Him in our distress, and the Bible says He sets us in a large place. He makes our steps large. He makes our steps sound and stable. Why? Because He's given us a large path to walk on. Verse 6, "The Lord is on my side. I will not fear. What can man do unto me?" If God's on our side, what can man do to us? Kill us? But where are we going to be after that? We're going to be with Him. What can man do to us? Verse 7, "The Lord taketh my part with them that help me. Therefore shall I see my desire upon them that hate me. It is better. It is better, it is better, it is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in man." Verse 9, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in princes." I say this morning, number one, now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Number two, now, every moment, this moment, now is the perfect time to rejoice in His character, His mercy, His grace, His goodness. Let me give you number three. Take your Bibles and go to Deuteronomy chapter 4. Deuteronomy chapter number 4. Now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Now is the perfect time to rejoice in His character. Now is the perfect time to regard His commands. Not tomorrow. Not in 5 years when you're a little bit older, teenager. No. Right now. Right now is the perfect time to regard His commands. Not when we feel like it. Not until after we've pleased our flesh. No. Now. Right now is the time to regard His commands. The Bible says in Deuteronomy chapter number 4, verse number 1, Moses is speaking to the nation of Israel. We know what has happened. We know the context. We know the story. They've wandered in the wilderness for 40 years because of their unbelief and because of their rebellion. And look what Moses tells them. Now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the commandments. What was the very first word of that verse? Now. Hey, long enough. Long enough we've wandered in the wilderness. Long enough we've been rebellious to God. Long enough have we lived in unbelief. Now, nation of Israel, right this moment. Now, now therefore hearken, O Israel, unto the statutes and unto the judgments, which I teach you, for to do them, that ye may what? Live. That ye may live and go in and possess the land which the Lord God of your fathers giveth you. Now, now is the time to regard His commandments. Not 5 years from now. Not a week from now. Not when we feel like it. Not when it's convenient for us. Right now is the time to regard His commandments. Hey, listen. There's Christians all over our nation. There's Christians all over this world that right now is the time to regard His commands and get themselves back into the house of God. Not in a year, not when they feel like it, not when their emotions allows them, but right now is the time to get back in. Now. Not later. Now. Now is the time to regard His commands. He says to the nation of Israel, now. Let me ask you this morning. Don't you believe that time is short? I do. Then why are we waiting? Why are we waiting? You say, Pastor, I'm here. I know that, but why are we waiting? Now. Now is the time to regard His commands. Hey, teenagers. Now is the time to regard His commands. Hey, teenagers. Now is the time for you to submit and surrender to what God has called you to do. Not when you get to be 20. Not when you get to be 25. Not until after you're married. Now. Now, remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth. Now is the perfect time to regard His commands. Go a little bit further in the Old Testament with me, if you would. Joshua chapter number 24. Joshua chapter number 24. Now. Now, not tomorrow, not later. Later is the opposite of now. No, now. Now, not even today, now. We're not promised to today. The Bible says in the book of James that none of us know what a day may hold. Now. Now is the time. Now is the perfect time to regard His commands. Joshua chapter number 24 and verse number 14. The Bible says, now, Joshua, getting ready to die, getting ready to go off the scene. He says, now, hey, nation of Israel, now, you've come into the promised land. You've possessed much land. But He says, now, therefore, fear the Lord and serve Him in sincerity and in truth. Notice this, and put away the gods which your fathers served on the other side of the flood and in Egypt, and serve ye the Lord. You know verse number 15. And if it seem evil unto you to serve the Lord, choose you this day whom you will serve. Where the gods which your fathers served that were on the other side of the flood are the gods of the Amorites in whose land you dwell. But as for me and my house, we will serve the Lord now. Now therefore fear the Lord. Now therefore fear the Lord. Now is the perfect time to regard His commands. Now is the perfect time to regard His commands. You don't have to turn there, but let me read you another verse in Psalm 119. Psalm 119, verse number 67. And the Bible says, before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now have I kept thy word. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now you have afflicted me, you have chastised me, and now I'm coming back. Now I'm going to get right with you. Hey, but before I was afflicted, I went astray. I didn't listen to your word. I didn't regard your commands. I didn't obey what your word says. But now you've afflicted me. Now you have chastised me. Now in loving discipline, you're trying to bring me back. And now have I kept thy word. Number one this morning, now is the perfect time to remember the Creator. Now is the perfect time to rejoice in His character. Number three, now is the perfect time to regard His commands. And let me give you number four. Would you go back to 2 Corinthians chapter 6? Now is the perfect time. Now is the perfect time. Number four, now is the perfect time to respond to His conviction. Now is the perfect time to respond to His conviction. In Isaiah chapter 1, let me read it. You're in 2 Corinthians 6. Isaiah chapter 1, verse number 18, the Bible says, "Come now. Come now. And let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be, as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Come now. Come now. And let us reason together. Come now. Come now." There's verse after verse after verse after verse in the Old Testament, especially in the prophets, major and minor. There are verses after verses after verses where the prophet says, "Now. Now. Now is the time to amend your ways. Now is the time for you to get right with God. Now is the time for you to deal with that sin that's in your life, Israel. Now is the time. Before judgment comes, now is the time, Israel. Now is the time to deal with your sin." The Bible says in 2 Corinthians 6, verse number 2, "For He saith, I have heard thee. I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee." Do you know what that word "succored" means? It means to assist. It means to aid. And here's the greater, this is the wonderful thought of that word. It means to run to somebody's aid. And that's what the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. He has run to our aid. And the Bible says it is time now to respond to His conviction. When the Holy Spirit comes and knocks on our door and says, "Hey, you know you're not saved. Now is the time, not tomorrow. Not even this afternoon, not even tonight in the service. Now is the time. Now is the time." I can remember time after time after time as a boy when the Holy Spirit would come and knock on my heart's door and I knew that I wasn't saved. And now is the time. Now is the time. I'm thankful He gave me several chances. But now is the time. Now is the perfect time to respond to His conviction. Not today, because you may not make it to midnight tonight. Now. Now is the perfect time to respond to His conviction, whether it be for salvation or whether it be, believer, to get that sin right that's in your life right now. Now is the time to respond to His conviction. How many times have we sat in messages and sat with evangelists preaching or whoever may be preaching, and boy, the Holy Spirit, as believers, the Holy Spirit has come, knocked on our door and said, "Hey, you know that's not right, that's not right, that's not right. Get it right." And we've walked away. "I'll do it tomorrow." By the way, we might even have said, "I'll do it when I get home." You know what happens when we get home? The devil has already snatched away the good seed. Many times, by the time we get in the car and we turn the radio on, then the devil snatches away the good seed. That's why the time is now. The perfect time is now. Not when I get home this afternoon. Not next Sunday when I come back. Not on Easter Sunday next Sunday. No. Now is the perfect time. He says, "For He saith, I have heard thee in a time accepted, and in the day of salvation have I succored thee. Behold, now." Now is the accepted time. Behold, now, 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 now is the day of salvation. Number 4, now is the perfect time to respond to His conviction. Dear friend, do you need to be saved today? If death were to come today, where would you go? Hey, believer, if the rapture came today and you stood before your Savior today, how would it be? Because see, here's the truth. As a believer, my sins are taken away. My eternity is settled. Aren't you thankful for that this morning? My eternity is settled. My foundation has already been laid. That's Jesus Christ. But listen, there's going to come a day when I'm going to walk in front of that bema seat and I'm going to stand and I'm going to give an account as a Christian for what I did in my Christian life. Now is the time to respond to conviction. Now is the time to get sin right. Now is the time to deal with the Holy Spirit if He's dealing with you this morning. Hey, teenager, what is it in your life this morning you need to get right with God? Hey, young adult, what is it in your life this morning you need to get right with God? Adult, what is it in your life this morning that you need to get right with God? Is it apathy? Because see, here's the thing. We get in our hearts and we think, and boy, we get so angry. And I'm going to tell you what, I'm just We get angry at everything that's going on in the world, and we should. Shouldn't we? But here's where we fail. We turn a blind eye to our own sin. I'm not involved in the homosexual movement. I'm not involved in the transgender movement. I'm not involved in this abortion crowd. I'm not involved in any of that. And all of those are wicked and despicable and rotten, and God's going to judge it all. We live in an environment of death. But I'm going to tell you what, God's going to deal with us too. And He's going to deal with our hypocrisy, and He's going to deal with our pride, and He's going to deal with our gossip, and He's going to deal with our backbiting, and He's going to deal with our murmuring and complaining. He's going to deal with our apathy and wasting of time. He's going to deal with all of that. And when are we going to respond? Tomorrow? Next week? When we feel like it? When it's not inconvenient for our lives right now? You know why I believe we don't have revival, or we haven't had revival in a long time? Because revival is inconvenient. Because revival will turn our lives upside down. It's inconvenient. I don't want to change. I pray for revival, and I say I want revival, but boy, it might change my schedule a little bit. It might mess up my activities and my pleasures a little bit. Now is the perfect time to respond to His conviction. Father, thank You for the day You've given us. Father, help us. Father, now is the perfect time. It doesn't matter. We could go on and on and on today. We could give so many more truths this morning about what right now is the perfect time for. But Father, it's the perfect time. It's the perfect time to remember You as our Creator. It's the perfect time to rejoice in Your character, to give You praise for who You are, Your mercy, Your grace. The fact that You never change, Your holiness, Your love. Now is the time to rejoice in Your character. Now is the time to regard Your commandments. We would fail to even try to list everything we ought to regard in our lives. But right now is the time. Right now is the time to respond to conviction. Father, if there's one here today that doesn't know Christ, Father, I pray that right now Your Holy Spirit, I pray right now their heart's about to beat out of their chest. Father, if they died right now, they are sentenced to an eternity in hell. Now is the perfect time to respond to conviction. Father, for believers. Father, there may be believers in here this morning you've been dealing with for months about certain things in their lives. There may be a young person here, or maybe even an adult that you've been dealing with about the matter of surrender to ministry. I pray that right now they would see this is a perfect time to respond to conviction. That's a good thing. To surrender to ministry, that would be a wonderful thing. To get sin right with You today would be a wonderful thing. To walk out of here with that burden lifted off of our shoulders would be an absolutely wonderful thing. Father, please help. I pray that we would move. I pray that we would respond. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. Let's stand to our feet this morning, heads bowed and eyes closed. Miss Joe's going to play. If you need to come, come. Friend, you need to be saved, come. Believer, is it time for you to respond to conviction this morning? Unbeliever, it's time for you to respond to conviction this morning. Now is the accepted time. Now. There will come a time when now is too late. But now is the perfect time. Now is the perfect time. Jesus is calling, the song says. He's tenderly calling. Now's the perfect time. Not this afternoon. Lunch will take us away from making any decisions. Activities this afternoon will take us away from any decisions. Tonight may be too late. Now is the perfect time. Father, thank you for giving us now moments. Father, it's up to us what we do with them. Lord, I pray that if there's someone who still needs to respond now, I pray that they would do so before they leave this place. Father, give us a good afternoon. Father, I pray that you give us protection as we go to our homes. Father, I pray that you bring us back together tonight. Father, we thank you for your goodness. Lord, help us today to rejoice in your character. Help us not to wait. Help us not to be embarrassed because of who we're around. Help us to rejoice and praise your name no matter who's around, no matter the circumstance, the situation, the setting. And help us to rejoice in your character today, now, now. Father, bring us back together tonight. We'll thank you for it. In Christ's name we do pray. Amen. You are dismissed.